Welcome to Living Truth for Today with Bill Rudge, a ministry dedicated to proclaiming the good news of Jesus Christ around the world and challenging believers to biblical Christianity. We covet your prayers for this ministry as we strive to reach out to people in this country and around the globe. The following interview was conducted live on a radio station in Minneapolis, Minnesota. During this conversation, Bill talks about the apostasy which will plague the church and the world in the end times. Let's pick up the interview now as the radio personality introduces author, lecturer, and researcher Bill Rudge.
It was just about 2 years ago that in my personal walk with the Lord that I was beginning to do what I think all good Berean Christians should do, and that is look in the scriptures and find the scriptural precedent as far as why do we do what we do. I think about a couple of years ago, I was getting a little just uncomfortable, if you will, initially, and then I got more uncomfortable as it went along, with the emotion and hype that was happening in our churches, the showmanship I was watching up on the altar, even the arrogance among some of our outstanding, well-known pastors and evangelists. It was about 18 months ago or so that I went to a friend of mine and I said, Roger, I don't know if I'm nuts or something, because I knew Roger was a full gospel pastor and not given to fads or anything like that. And I said, but this is what's going on with me. Am I nuts? And Roger said, you know what? I was in the same position you were 5 years ago. It was almost to the point where I was just saying, gosh, you know, I've believed this for so long. And I've operated this way for so long, but you know what? I don't see scripture for this. Well, at the time I was saying, Roger, you think we ought to do a radio program on this? And I remember you kind of having some hesitancy or something like that. And he says, you know what? I've been reading this guy's newsletter, and he's saying some things that we're talking about. And his name is Bill Rudge. And yeah. Bill, over a year ago, you came here to Minneapolis, St. Paul, and here you are, almost a year to the day later, and you're back again to minister at Rogers Church. Welcome to KKCM.
It's great to be back.
I mean, and I still have some people talking about that broadcast.
Is that right?
You know, because we were just basically saying, you know, why do we, as full gospel people, do what we're doing? Is this making sense?
I mean, totally. I mean, you're asking the questions that need to be asked. If you're a Berean Christian, like Pastor Davis would encourage you to be, then we should be evaluating the phenomena, the belief system, by God's word. But what's happening is the average Christian leader has thrown their Bible to the wayside, and they've evaluated what's happening based on, you know, is it popular? Does it bring a crowd? Does it raise funds? Does it supposedly exalt Jesus' name? I mean, they've completely forgotten the biblical criterion for phenomena and truth. Today, the Holy Spirit of the Bible has been redefined. The Jesus of the Bible has been redefined. You know, we have the skeptics and the atheists and liberal theologians trying to remake the historical Jesus. Now we have the Pentecostals and charismatics remaking the biblical Jesus through the interpretation of their new phenomena, their new revelations, their new prophecies, their new teachings, and it's as far removed from the biblical Jesus and the biblical Holy Spirit as a skeptic and liberal's Jesus and Holy Spirit is. You don't cause division when you are calling people back to biblical Christianity. You are causing division by leading people away from biblical Christianity to another Jesus, another spirit, another gospel, and away from the God of the Bible. You see, there's two tests of a prophet in Deuteronomy. One is if what he says does not come to pass, you know he's not a true prophet. The other one is if the signs and wonders do happen and occur, and what he says does come to pass, you'll still know if he's a false prophet if he leads you away from the God of the Bible. And Pastor Davis and I were talking on the way over here, and what's happening is with this redefinition of the Jesus of the Bible and the Holy Spirit, I am now seeing that what I said a year ago to be completely 100% accurate, now we are seeing that New Agers and occultists and Eastern mystical people, because of the redefinition of Jesus and the Holy Spirit, are now feeling very comfortable and convenient in these charismatic Pentecostal circles, setting up for what I believe to be the ultimate delusion, according to 2 Thessalonians 2 and the apostate church.
Is it also the idea that a lot of Christians, instead of studying the Word themselves, reading the Bible themselves, have racks and racks of cassette tapes instead of getting to know the gospel for themselves?
I agree with that 100%. You know, what I try to do myself is 90% of my reading and audio time is in the Word of God. And I challenge pastors. You'd be surprised how many pastors have almost 10% of their reading time or less is in the Word of God. Some of them, that means they're less than maybe 5 or 10 minutes a week in the Word of God, actually studying the Word of God firsthand. It's always being filtered through someone else's interpretation. So I challenge men and women of God, you want to clean up all this teaching? I challenge Christians. Then for 1 month, turn off your TV. For 1 month, get out of all the other people's audio tapes and all of their books and get into the Word of God in context, and you will be surprised how many of these teachings will dissipate when you get to know the Jesus of the Bible and get on your knees in prayer and fasting and get to know the genuine Holy Spirit.
Revival seems to be kind of a big catchword that we're using a lot now. Tell me, are we to see the great end time revival as being preached today that... People will be flocking into the church by the millions?
You know, we've heard so much, John, about revival. We've heard about Joel's army, you know. We've heard about this last days before Christ returned, great outpouring of His Spirit that's going to bring in masses. And there's been so many prophets prophesying this that people have come to accept it as gospel truth. So I challenged my staff and many other people. I said, listen, let's go ahead and let's get into the Word of God. And let's take apart every single scripture dealing with the end times, and let's see what God's end time scenario is. Is it revival or is it apostasy? What does the Word of God teach about the last days? And it was amazing. I have yet to find any single person that can show me in the Word of God last days revival. To the contrary, it appears to be over and over warning in two areas. Number one, warning to endure, persevere, stand strong, overcome, you know, don't give up. And the other warning is beware of deception and delusion. Those seem to be the two main crucial signposts that God's Word reiterates over and over concerning the last days generation. Do I believe God's Spirit's going to move in a great way? Where sin does abound, grace does much more. Do I see God's Spirit doing phenomenal things around the world? I definitely do. But this last days ecumenical end times revival, to me, is an imitation watered down. And I see New Agers and Eastern mystical people and occultists combining in with this what I see ties up with Revelation 13, where all the world will worship Him, the Antichrist. See, we've seen a shift, John. Very subtle, but it's happened over the past 10 years, and now the body of Christ has accepted it hook, line, and sinker. And that very subtle shift is that, you see, they can't contend with the Word of God concerning these things. The Word of God will expose it. So what they have done was now said that, well, God is doing a new thing by His Spirit. And so all the prophets are coming out with these new prophecies and new revelations. And now all this new phenomenon is happening. And they're saying God is doing a new move beyond His Spirit. And that's the only way they can get around it. But God's Word is going to be the final ultimate test, and the very last days generation is going to be determined by their testimony of the Jesus of the Bible and the Word of God. So we cannot get away from that being the final climactic aspect and attitude God wants us to have. And your question about are they genuine or not, the scripture talks about deceiving and being deceived. Many of them, the majority of them, I believe, are being deceived. They're being sold a lie, and because they're not Berean Christians, they're following what they believe to be the genuine Spirit of God. But there are many, I am convinced, that are deceivers themselves and are probably...
They know better.
They know better. I know that their heart and their motives is to deceive, because I've seen behind the scenes. I've seen their lack of integrity. I've seen their dishonesty. I've seen the means that they use. And when you have that kind of visible fruit and attitude before God, then you know out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. You can see what's in the heart by how they talk and act and what they do when they don't think the spotlight's on them. And so I believe they're being deceived, and they are deceiving many, though the majority, I believe, are being innocently deceived, and they are victims, as well as turning around, victimizing people with their ignorance as a result of that.
In other words, they've been joining up on the bandwagon because it's popular?
Popular, convenient, it brings large attendances, and it brings in the finances.
Oh, it will. It'll bring in big-time finances, big-time people. And then there's always somebody with a testimony. Mm-hmm. This happened to this brother. Okay, go find me that brother. They
yes.
can't find him.
Exactly.
Or if they do, you know, I found two things happen, John. Number one, either their life really wasn't changed, Or if their life was supposedly changed and you evaluate the life that was supposedly changed, you find out that their teaching is removed from biblical Christianity. So on both tests, somehow, something gets out of whack. And I've yet to find one person that's gone to these things that has been genuinely changed and genuinely living biblical Christianity.
Amen. You've been listening to an interview which originally aired on a Minneapolis radio station, and I hope it's given you a few ideas on what to guard against in the end times. You've been listening to Living Truth for Today with author, lecturer, and researcher Bill Rudge. Have you ever seen or heard things in church that you've had questions about? And have you wondered whether there was biblical backing for such things? Well, a resource which might aid you as you research these questions is Bill's book, Beware, Deception and Delusion in the Church. You can request that book when you write us at Living Truth for Today, P.O. Box 108, Sharon, Pennsylvania, 16146. When you write, you might also ask to be added to our mailing list and start receiving our monthly newsletter. Each newsletter contains a message from Bill Rudge, news of the ministry, and occasionally a letter of testimony or encouragement from someone who's been touched by this ministry. Here's a very special letter from a man who has become a vital part of many of our efforts, and it reads, "To whom it may concern. While serving as a police officer and the director of a national drug and alcohol abuse ministry, I, along with my family, was ministering at the Jesus Festival in Pennsylvania years ago. It was then that our 16-year-old daughter, who had only a minor interest in the things of God and a major interest in boys, apparently vanished from the festival grounds. After an all-day exhaustive search by festival security and many volunteers, we learned that she'd been attending all four of Bill Rudge's seminars throughout the day and into the evening. She'd been so impressed by Bill's testimony and teaching that she had failed to let us know where she was. At our daughter's insistence, we were eager to meet this preacher who had so thoroughly captivated our daughter's mind and spirit. Little did we know that that meeting would result in an excellent friendship and cooperative ministry that continues to this day. As the Lord has brought Bill and Karen into the areas of jails we have served, Bill has enthusiastically brought a quality ministry to the incarcerated. I look forward to future opportunities to introduce Bill's excellent ministry to the church behind bars. I wholeheartedly endorse Bill and Karen and the ministries of Living Truth. I have never seen a more effective ministry to youth or those in crisis and others who are seeking to reach their maximum potential in Christ. Serving together, Carl Halsberg, Regional Director, Good News Jail and Prison Ministry. Well, it's exciting to be a part of a ministry that is so effectively spreading the Word of God and the good news of Jesus. We'd like to invite you to be a part of this ministry as well by praying for us. Whether you're listening on AM, FM, shortwave, or the internet, we would love to hear from you. Once again, our address is Living Truth for Today, P.O. Box 108, Sharon, Pennsylvania, USA. And our zip code is 16146. Or visit our website, billrudge.org. And we look forward to hearing from you. Join us again next time for Living Truth for Today.